curious breed. It comes from living with cats. They're prone to kittenish, playful pranks and vulgar, tail-twitching spats. Don't leave me alone at home on my own. It puts my nose right out of joint, says the cat, while adjusting his feline gaze to affix on the vanishing point.
Yeah, so if you could find that book of babies' names for me.
I know it's at home somewhere.
Right now we've got Jeremy and Samantha, but they're so common.
I'll hunt around for it.
Oh, I've got to go.
I'll give you a call.
Bye. Hello?
Hello, I'm calling about the cat.
You're what?
You haven't given her away.
Oh, you mean the kittens. Of course, I'm sorry. I'd forgotten the ad was going
you
to go in.
You haven't given her away.
There are three of them. You can have your pick.
I want the orange tabby. Her name is Sandy.
She's yours. All you have to do is pick her up.
I can't come now.
When can you come, better?
I can't come now. I'll call again.
Wait, who's calling, please?
Goodbye.
Wait, hello? Hello?
You promise not to give her to anyone else?
I promise. She's yours.
My name is Mrs. Goodhead.
Well, we'll keep her for you then, Mrs. Goodhead.
I'll call again.
Bye. Whew. What do you think about that one, Herc? Yeah, just what I was thinking.
Nance.
What is it?
Come and get this beast off of me. Go on, go on, get off me.
So
while I'm trying to read the... Ow! That's not funny. Stupid thing was hanging from my armpit by a single claw.
Oh, you're all right. Give her to me.
These claws are sharp. Boy, I better put something on this.
Come on, Sandy. I'll put you away. What a cute little kitty cat.
And don't let Herc in that room. Letting that milk dry up, getting her fixed.
You stay with your brother.
Well, I read somewhere that you should stay away from litter boxes if you're pregnant. Anyway, I finally phoned the paper today. The ad'll be in tomorrow.
It's in today. Here, let me see your wound.
Very funny.
Oh, you'll survive. Pass me the classifieds. I have to see this ad of yours.
How do you know it's in today?
An old woman called this afternoon. You should have heard her. I think it was the only kitten in the world. I don't see it in here.
No, that must be the early edition.
What does it say anyway?
Kittens free to a good home and the phone number.
That's all it says?
That's all it needs to say.
No description or anything?
At 26 cents a word?
But she asked for the orange tabby.
Who wouldn't? Black and white things all look the same.
There's something weird about her.
You think all old people are weird? Come on, let's forget about the cat.
Is that all you ever think about?
We'll get those kittens moved out of that room and find a baby to put in it.
You don't find babies.
Well, you've got to know where to look.
Tom.
I thought you wanted some attention. I guess I was wrong.
She sounded so strange.
Good night.
How could she know we have an orange tabby?
Maybe someone we know told her. Maybe someone we know gave her our phone number. Why don't you ask her? When's she going to come and pick it up?
She didn't say.
Well, that one's bad. I don't need to be mauled in my own home.
I don't like the sound of her. She seemed to be... I don't know. Right here in the room with me.
Next time she's in the room, give her that vicious cat. I'm going to sleep.
Night.
Night. worthless cat. Can't answer the phone. Hello?
Hello. How's Sandy?
Sandy's fine.
You haven't given her away.
No, she's still here. When are you coming to pick her up? Mrs. Goodhead?
She's not being bad.
Bad?
Nobody wants a bad cat.
Mrs. Goodhead, could you tell me what Sandy looks like?
She's an orange tabby.
What about the others?
I don't want the others. I want Sandy. You promised me.
But what colors are the other kittens, Mrs. Goodhead? Mrs. Goodhead?
The other kittens are dead.
Oh, they're so cute. So hard to choose.
Well, I like the one with the little white boots.
Is that the one you want?
Can I keep him?
I guess it's this one.
Let me hold it.
Wait a minute.
Mommy, she won't let me have a...
He's my cat.
Oh, yes,
please. They fight over everything. Let Jason hold him.
Oh, Mom.
Here, Jason. You hold this one.
Can we get them both, can we?
Oh, I don't think we should.
Oh, please, Mom, come on.
Oh, all right.
We get to keep them both.
All right.
Anything to keep the peace. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome.
Come on, you two. Out. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hope you enjoy them.
I hope they get along with the dog. Bye. Say goodbye, you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Are they gone?
Yeah. I managed to handle them all by myself.
They took them both.
She's got her hands full.
And ours are empty.
We still have Sandy.
And she is spoken for. Come on, let's celebrate.
I don't know, Tom. Oh, Mrs. Goodhead gives me the creeps.
You're the one who promised her the cat.
I know.
Did she call again?
Not since yesterday.
So, when's she coming?
I don't think she's ever coming.
Look, she's old, she's lonely, and she wants a kitten. What's the problem?
I don't know. It's what she said.
What did she say?
Or maybe it was the way she said it.
Remember what the doctor said.
I'm not imagining it.
Did you ask her how she knew the cat's color?
I tried to.
What'd she say?
She told me that the other kitten... Oh, you get it.
What is wrong?
It's her. I know it is.
All right, I'll get it. Hello? Hello?
Hello, I'm calling about the cat.
Mrs.
Try Goodhead.
Goodhead?
Yes. How is Joanne?
Joanne.
I changed her name.
From Sandy to Joanne.
God.
Mr. Goodhead said that Sandy was a troublemaker. Joanne sounded better.
Did he? Well, now when would you like to come and collect Joanne? She's the only one left now. The rest of the litter is gone. So when are you coming?
I can't come now.
Could I bring her to you then?
No, Tommy, don't.
On Saturday. Okay? Now, what's your address? Hello? Mrs. Goodhead, I can't bring the cat unless you give me the address.
70 Rexdale Boulevard.
70 Rexdale, okay.
You'll have to go on your own.
Apartment 602.
602, okay. So Saturday afternoon.
Tell her not to call again.
About 2?
Mr. Goodhead should put some water in the fridge.
In the fridge?
They like their water cold, you know. Mr. Goodhead always said so.
I'm sure he did.
Tell her not to call.
And we'd appreciate it if you didn't call again. You see, my wife...
Don't tell her I'm pregnant.
...isn't feeling very well.
What will Mr. Goodhead feed Joanne? He'll have to go to the store.
What kind of cat food?
I've got some.
We'll bring some cat food with us. Now, you won't need to call again, Mrs. Goodhead. Hello? She hung up.
What did she say?
She said they like cold water.
What?
And now I've got to drive all the way out to Rexdale because she gives you the creeps.
Well, Tom, you have to try and understand.
No, I understand, all right. She's a real kook, that one. Mm. Get on anyone's nerves. But then I guess we can't expect her to trot all the way down here with her bundle buggy.
What if she comes?
She won't. And I don't think she'll phone anymore. So you can relax.
Now, just hold on. You can wait till I get it out of the can. Here you go. Eat it. That's all you're getting. Dig in before Joanne Sandy eats it all. Go on. I'm not arguing with you. Better see who that is. Nobody there. Is this your idea of a joke, Sandy? Or was it those bad boys again, eh? Sandy, come back. Sandy! Oh, my God, Sandy, you almost...
Hey, keep your pets off the street, eh?
Sorry. See the trouble you caused? Bad cat. Where did you think you were going?
What is it?
Oh, it was terrible.
What?
She was there.
Who?
She was hideous.
Who was?
In my dream, Mrs. Goodhead. She wanted the baby.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. Now, what? You dreamt about her?
I saw her. She's just skin and bone in her eyes. This big, sick, fish eyes, Tom, and her hair's all fallen out.
Okay. Come on, calm down. It's over now.
She hit me by the arm.
Okay, now look. Nancy, I talked to her. She's old. Bit kooky, sure, but I mean...
And now the baby.
Look, I'll take the kitten tomorrow, after work, okay? Now you don't need to have anything more to do with her. Come on. Let's get some sleep.
All right.
Coffee?
No, thanks.
Here, have some toast. I made it myself.
No, thanks.
You'll feel better if you eat something.
I'm not hungry.
You're making way too much out of this. Checked out that address. You know, it's a senior's apartment. She probably has no way of collecting the cat, and she's afraid we'll give it away.
I'm telling you, Tom, she's been here. I felt her...
What?
I don't know. Her presence.
Her presence? Well, since you've been feeling her presence, I haven't been feeling yours.
Mm-hmm. That's your solution for everything.
Come on. We'll take the cat over there after work, go somewhere for dinner, and then come home and have a physical celebration.
Don't count on it.
I'll put a stake through old Mrs. Goodhead's heart.
I'll go to work.
Call me if you need me.
Fat chance. Hello?
What if he won't have her? What if she's bad? Her name's not Joanne, he might say. It's Sandy, a bad cat's name. Nobody wants a bad cat.
Why are you calling me?
What if she breaks things?
Mrs. Goodhead?
What if she's so bad she takes off and flies around the room and things get broken? He won't want that. cat.
Do you want this cat or not?
She might be wild with Mr. Goodhead. He might not train her right. He'll spend all his time shouting at her. Joanne, stop that. Don't be a bad girl. He'd be shouting and he'd miss all his shows.
You don't want her. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
She's mine. You promised.
Now, my husband is bringing her to you this afternoon. Now, please, don't call me again.
But what if she's a dancer? What if she goes out on the balcony and dances on the railing? Mr. Goodhead will be afraid she'd fall. He'd have to sit and watch her and be afraid.
Mrs. Goodhead.
What if she makes long-distance calls to Florida? He can't afford to pay. What if she's rude to Mr. Goodhead?
Mrs. Goodhead, what is the matter with you? Mrs. Goodhead? I've seen you, Mrs. Goodhead. You saw the orange cat, and I saw you. What is the matter with you? Mrs. Goodhead. Mrs. Goodhead. Tom, you've got to come home.
Honey, I've got a client to see in 5 minutes. What can I do?
Yes, we can change your number, but it takes from 2 to 5 days.
I'll be there as soon as I can get away.
There's a one-time service.
You can't change your number. She's mine. You promised.
Please, stop calling me.
I can see where you live. I'll give Mr. Goodhead the directions.
Tommy.
I'll be there as soon as I can get away.
Service charge of $35.
I'm calling about the cat.
Stop calling me.
She's mine. You promised.
What are you doing out here?
I couldn't stay in the house. Let's go.
I've been trying to reach you for over an hour. I was busy.
I took it off the hook. Now, come on, Tom. Let's get this over with.
Couldn't we wait till after the traffic?
I think we should do it now.
It'll take us an hour to get there.
Do you want me to go on the bus?
Get in the car. I don't know, Nancy. A lonely old woman gets excited about a kitten, and you go to pieces.
I know, I know.
Just try and relax, huh?
Okay.
All right, then you do the talking.
Just don't go and hurt the poor woman's feelings just because she wants your stupid cat. I feel like living in a pit like this. Oh, here it is. 602. You okay?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Just a minute.
I'll handle it.
Coming.
Yes?
Mr. Goodhead?
Oh, who are you?
We brought the kitten.
The kitten?
Yeah, the orange tabby.
Didn't Mrs. Goodhead tell you?
Mrs. Goodhead?
We had an ad in the paper for kittens. We took it for granted you knew.
Is that the cat?
Look, we just drove all the way out here from downtown.
She's a pretty color. And sassy, too. Mrs. Goodhead used to have a cat just like you. Yeah, she was a bad one, though, always making trouble. But Mrs. Goodhead loved her Sandy. Her name was Sandy. What's yours?
Joanne.
Oh, that sounds better. Better than bad Sandy. Hey, Joanne?
Is Mrs. Goodhead home?
Mrs. Goodhead? No, lady. Mrs. Goodhead's not home. Mrs. Goodhead is dead. She died 3 months ago.
I knew it.
But we both talked to...
She scratched my arm.
Let me see.
Tom, she went in.
Oh, that's all right. I'll fetch her. Oh, look, she's gone to the fridge. I know what you want. Nice cold drink. She only wants a drink. The cats like their water cold.
Let's get out of here.
Well, there's got to be some explanation.
There you go, Joanne. Oh, go easy. You're thirsty. Cats can get thirsty. Yes, you like that.
Come on.
And just go?
Oh, you're a good Joanne. Not a bad Sandy. No.
I kept my promise.
Hey, wait for me.
Mrs. Goodhead always wanted another one like you. I said, no more bad Sandys. She was such a bad cat. Not like you. I said, no. I don't want you to die and leave me alone with a bad cat. No. But you're not a bad cat, are you, Joanne? Now, where'd those nice people go? And they left you some food. I hope we didn't frighten them. But how else could we get them to bring you all the way out here? And we made a good guess about your color, too. Didn't we, Joanne?
Don't leave me alone at home on my own. It puts my nose right out of joint, says the cat lover, clutching his tabby cat prize as he steps through the vanishing point.
Free to a Good Home by Paul Milliken. Nancy Beattie was heard as Nancy, Booth Savage as Tom, and Jack Mather as Mr. and Mrs. Goodhead. Robin Craig was heard as the friend, the mother, and the telephone operator, and Chance Drury and Brian Stittle as the girl and boy. Casting consultant was Ann Weldon Tate with Catherine Kester. Technical operations were by Brian Pape, with sound effects by Jean Sarazen. And the production assistant was Peggy Este. Original music was composed and arranged by John Roby. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich, and the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. Free to a Good Home was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by series executive producer William Lane. Audio cassettes of the best of Vanishing Point are now available across Canada from CBC Enterprises. Ask for Vanishing Point cassettes at your local cassette dealer. We're always happy to hear from our listeners about the plays and productions you hear on this series. Knowing what you've liked and disliked helps us to serve you better. Please take a few seconds to send us your comments. The address is Vanishing Point, CBC Radio Drama, Box 500, Station A, Toronto, M5W1E6. We look forward to hearing from you. In the last few weeks of this first season of Vanishing Point, you'll be hearing new plays by David Helwick, Brian Wade, David King, Steve Petch, Audrey Thomas, and Carol Bolt, as well as new adaptations of celebrated short stories by Joao Guimarães Rosa and Charlotte Perkins Gilman. Next week on Vanishing Point, we present Uluru by Colleen Curran, whose play Cakewalk drew sold-out houses at the Blythe Summer Festival last year. Uluru is a comedy with an unexpected twist, set in the Australian outback in the shadow of the legendary Ayers Rock. Here's a clip.
So, what's the itinerary, mate?
Well, we could do some of the Alice today after you guys have had a rest.
Great! I read that we can ride camels at a farm.
Yeah, camels.
Because we're in the desert, eh? When do we see this big rock that turns red?
How about tomorrow?
Great! And then do the Alice Casino at night.
What? No way. Ayers Rock is 300 miles from here.
One way? By bus?
Well, I wouldn't chance that stretch in a car.
It's way out in the middle of nowhere, right?
All by itself. It's pretty spectacular.
I read that it's holy to the Aborigines. It's where they believe the world began or something?
Yeah, it's the site of the Dreamtime.
But there sure are a lot of them here, eh? Aborigines? They even try to dress like white people. Look, that one has a Mickey Mouse shirt on.
Don't point, Wendy.
Sorry. Oh, I don't believe this. Remember those postcards Megan of the blonde Aborigine kid?
Yeah.
There are some real ones now.
Oh, yeah, they are blonde.
I gotta get a picture of it.
She shouldn't do that.
You better stop it then. You want to stand over there and... No, stand over there. Good.
Good.
Wendy.
Just a minute. Oh, Michael, would you get me with the kids?
No.
What?
You're not supposed to take their picture.
They like it. Look, they don't mind.
Yes, they do.
Arkuna, Arkuna.
Huh? Who's she?
I think she's their mother.
Arkuna, Arkuna.
What's she saying?
No good. No good.
Gaki Nongoma.
Well, what now?
She's asking me if you're my wife.
Arkuna.
Kula. I'm telling her it's all right. Kula.
Kula, Kula. Here.
Don't give her a dollar bill, Wendy.
A five, then?
Arkuna.
Yantel Uru. Just go.
Arkuna.
Yant el ur'u. Just keep walking.
Well, should I have offered her a tan? I didn't even pay that much to pose with a koala.
They're not a bloody tourist attraction.
Oh, is it that take my picture, steal my soul stuff?
Yeah, kind of.
She's still standing
Don't
there.
Don't look back.
Don't Miss Uluru by Colleen Curran. Produced at CBC Montreal by John Jessup. And featuring Patricia Phillips and Alan Fawcett. Next week on Vanishing Point. 2 weeks from tonight, we present a new adaptation of a remarkable Brazilian short story by the celebrated João Guimarães Rosa. The Third Bank of the River is the story of a man in a boat.
Papa, wait! Am I going out in the boat with you, Papa?
No.
Where are you going then? To the bank on the other side of the river? It is a good boat, isn't it, Papa?
No, stay here, Mia.
Okay.
Look after your mother.
Yes, Papa.
Now, push me off.
Bye, Papa.
That's The Third Bank of the River by João Guimarães Rosa, adapted for radio by Whitney Smith, with an all-star cast featuring Gilly Fennec, Paul Soles, Marion Gilsonen, Stephen Bush, Barbara Gordon, and Richard Donut. Produced in Toronto by William Lane. 2 weeks from tonight, on Vanishing Point. Until next week, I'm Barbara Budd, wishing you good night.